now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Precisely 11:30. We do this every Sunday morning at 11:30 and 12:30. It's radio's shortest quiz. It's the 60-second challenge. And joining us this morning, one of our regular contestants, but we've not heard from him since the 13th of March, so we say good morning to John Ellis. Hi, John.
Morning, Dave.
You thought you'd been cancelled.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't do that, and it's good to have you back on the quiz. Right, anything exciting happened in your life since the 13th of March?
We had bingo last night.
Oh, right. Are you the bingo caller?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. And you do that at one of your local pubs, yeah?
No, up where I live, actually, in our little room we've got.
Right, okay.
And yeah, we had bingo quiz and a bit of music and all that.
Right.
Going quite well.
Excellent, good. And so you know all the nicknames for all the numbers, do you?
Well, I do, but they're that old. I'll just do the straight numbers.
Right, yeah. I could probably work out about five of them, and that would be my limit. Right, okay then. So you always do pretty well on this, so fingers crossed you're going to do all right today.
Yeah.
Usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, because you've done it before, we have to accept your first answer. But if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. So
right. Good
luck, as always. And here they come. Suggs is the lead singer with which 80s group? Which Scottish singer was once married to the hairdresser John Frieda?
Lulu.
By what name is the singer George O'Dowd better known?
Boy George.
Which Eddie was the lead singer with the 60s group The Equals?
Right.
Who wrote Marianne Faithfull's first hit single? Which 70s group was TV presenter Cheryl Baker a member of?
Foxes.
Who had a hit in 1956 with Hound Dog? Agadoo was a hit for which 80s group? What was Ray Parker Jr.'s debut single?
Ghostbusters.
Whose second album was called Gentleman Jim?
Jim Reed.
Who had a number one hit with Rat Trap in 78? Which song connects the Rolling Stones and Melanie?
Ruby Tuesday.
Who sang Too Much, Too Little, Too Late with Johnny Mathis? So it was Johnny Mathis and somebody else.
No,
too Much, Too Little. Yeah, female singer.
Lulu.
You're going to go for Lulu again. And that, believe it or not, is the only one you got wrong. So very impressive. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. And so you got 12 out of 13.
Oh,
brilliant.
Not bad for me.
Not bad for anybody, that. It was, yes,
yeah.
Denise Williams,
yeah,
you got there in the end. Yes, brilliant. So well done, you're going to have fun. We're going to find it difficult to beat that score when we do round two.
Kevin,
it won't be Kevin because he's been on recently, we'll see who we can rustle up for round two at 12:30. But thanks for taking part.
All right, Dave.
And we won't leave it quite as long before we have you back on the radio.
All right, mate.
Okay, thanks, John.
Yeah, bye.
Bye now. Bye. As I say, that's going to be difficult to beat. If you're up for the challenge, get in touch now. And you could be contestant number two at 12:30 this afternoon.
And now, it's the quiz of the week. The 60-second challenge.
12:31. Time for round two of the quiz. If you were listening an hour ago, you'll have heard John Ellis get a pretty good score. 12 out of 13, with no passes at all. And he did, in fact, know the final answer. He just didn't get to it quickly enough. So well done again to John. Hoping to beat that score and be declared this week's 60-second challenge champion. A new contestant. Say good afternoon to Lindsay Davis. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Dave.
Now, I'm gathering that you're one of those people, of which there are many, who play along with the quiz every week, but up until today haven't been brave enough to actually take part. Would I be right?
Yeah, that would be right.
Right.
Times five right, times 11.
Right. How many did you get right when John was on earlier on?
8, I think.
Oh, right, not a bad score.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Sometimes that could be a winning score, you know, so we'll see. What's the best score you've ever got, can you remember?
I think it's 11.
Ooh, 11, that's pretty
11.
Good. Right,
but
yeah.
The worst is about 5,
yeah.
Maybe even 4, so.
It goes that way sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And if you could choose the questions, which clearly you can't, what would be the best decade that they should be from?
80s.
The 1980s. That's your era when it comes to music, yeah?
Yes.
Have you got one particular song from the 80s that you love more than any other? Difficult Ooh. Question, I know.
There's a lot, yeah. But I love Western Girls.
I was a massive fan of the Pet Shop Boys back in the 80s. I bought all of their albums.
Massive
so
fan.
I would definitely agree with Pet Shop Boys, but I would probably go for It's a Sin if it was my choice. Another good song. Right, okay, just to explain that you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and move on. So just enjoy it. There's no prizes. Just a bit of fun, okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Which surname connects Matt and Marilyn? Actress Marilyn.
Monroe.
At which U.S. state were the mamas and the papas dreaming of in 1966?
California.
At which punk band did Malcolm McLaren manage in the 70s?
Sex Pistols.
How many members were there in the 60s group The Hollies?
Five.
What was the name of Ian Dury's backing group?
The Blockheads.
Which bunny had a string of party hits in the 1980s?
Jive Bunny.
Which member of the Beatles had a solo number one with My Sweet Lord?
George Harrison.
Brian Bennett replaced Tony Meehan as the drummer in which 60s group?
Pass.
Who recorded a number one EP called Aberesque in 1992?
Erasure.
Complete this ELO song title, Roll Over.
Roll Over.
Go for that, that's the answer. Yeah, brilliant. Well, considering you've never done it on the radio before, you did pretty well. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions in your allotted time. And of those 10 questions, you got 9 right.
Oh, that's not bad for a first go.
Yeah, that's very good for a first go. And the one you got wrong is understandable, because I'm guessing you probably either weren't around or were very young back in the early 1960s. Would I be
Definitely
right?
Definitely not around.
Not around. Well, there you go. So how could you possibly know the answer to this one? Brian Bennett replaced Tony Meehan as the drummer in the 60s group The Shadows, who were the backing group for Cliff Richard, of course.
Yes, so that rings a bell now, but yeah.
Right.
Not on the 60-second challenge.
Well, no, exactly. But that's a very good score, and thank you for plucking up the courage to have a go this week, and I'm hoping that by doing that, you're going to persuade lots of other people to do exactly
right,
the same.
Right, yeah, I will do.
Brilliant, and we'll definitely have you back on the quiz again real soon, okay?
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Lindsay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Always nice to have new contestants. Next week, it could be you.